Archers, 28 May to 2nd June 2006.
Jennifer and Brian are about to celebrate 30 years of marriage.
Hi, Susan.
Oh, Jennifer.
Oh, Shula. Emergency supplies for tonight.
Oh, I was going to call you, actually.
Oh, I suddenly realised we had no lemonade and only one carton of orange.
About your anniversary party.
Oh, well, it's not really a party, just drinks for the family.
I'm afraid we're going to have to give it a miss.
Oh, no.
Yes, Alistair's a bit under the weather. Picked up some sort of tummy bug.
Oh, poor thing.
So he's not feeling very sociable.
Oh, what a shame. Well, I suppose that'll mean you'll miss the Dawn Chorus Walk tomorrow as well, does it?
Oh, I don't know. We have to see how he feels. Otherwise, I shall have to turn out.
Oh, but you're coming, surely?
Oh, it's just, you know, half term and we're always rushed off our feet at the stables.
Oh, Mike's got it all planned out, starting in the Millennium Wood and then taking us through the old bits of Leaders Wood.
Yeah, well, one of us will have to be there.
And Bert Fry's coming along to identify all the birds.
Daniel's really looking forward to it.
Anyway, according to the forecast, the weather is going to be perfect.
Oh, good.
Clear and bright, just like it was 30 years ago.
Was it?
Oh, yes. It was a beautiful day.
Well, I hope you enjoy your anniversary.
Oh, thank you.
Are you doing anything special tomorrow?
Well, just going to Grey Gables for dinner.
Oh,
by the way, did you go to church this morning?
The service was in Edgeley today, so I went there.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But why'd you ask?
Well, I just wondered if you'd seen Clary. Well, I'm wondering whether it would help her to talk to me. It's brought it all back, you see, and I'm thinking, oh, you poor woman. I know just what you're going through.
Jarlene.
Oh, Clary. How are you?
Oh, you know.
No news?
No, nothing.
Dear.
I was just wondering, is Fallon about?
She's upstairs. Did you want a word?
Please.
I'll give her a shout. Hold on.
Fallon!
What?
Can you come down here a minute? Someone to see you.
Okay.
She'll be right down.
Alter.
I don't suppose, is there any chance you'd be interested working Friday night? Yeah.
No, I don't know.
It's just he's got to go to some meeting or other, and now Kirsty tells me she and Sam are going off for the weekend, so we're going to be a bit short.
Well, I'd like to help out. You know, I would...
No, it's okay.
Things being the way they are.
I understand.
I don't want to say yes and then let you down.
It's not a problem. Just thought I'd ask. Oh, here she is.
Oh.
Clary wants a word.
Oh, right. I'm sorry to bother you over Sunday morning.
That's okay.
Do you know what's happened to Jasser?
How do you mean?
We've been trying to ring him all weekend and he ain't answering his phone. And I tried calling his home number and I spoke to someone, I think it was his brother, I don't know, but he said he hadn't seen Jasser in days and he didn't have a clue where he was. Well, I started to worry that something had happened.
Oh, no, he's fine.
Is he?
Yeah, well, I'm seeing him this afternoon, actually.
Oh. Yes, well, that's all right then. I'm sorry I'm being silly.
No, you're not.
It's just I like to keep in touch, you know, just in case there's any news.
Well, he would call you, Clary, if you heard from Ed.
Yeah. Yeah, I know he would. It's just sometimes I just need to have a check. You know, just make sure. And then, if he's not answering his phone...
Well, tell him.
Tell him.
Well, actually, we're going to have another search around this afternoon.
Are you?
Yeah, in Borchester, you know, around the homeless shelters and those sorts of places.
Oh, thank you.
Well, we've got to keep trying, haven't we?
And do tell Jazzy, you know, I'm sorry to make such a fuss.
Don't be daft.
Anyway, best be getting home now.
Well, I'll ring you later, okay? I'll let you know how we get on.
Bye, Clary.
Yeah, bye.
I am going to kill Jazzy.
Why?
He said to me he was so fed up with Clary ringing all the time, he's going to leave his phone off.
You mean it were deliberate?
Oh, I
I didn't think he'd really do it.
Didn't he have any feelings for the poor woman?
Well, to be fair, she has been calling him 20 times a day.
Well, even so.
I know. Oh, what a pillock. Although, you know, sometimes with Jazzer, you'd never admit this in a million years, but I think he feels sort of guilty.
Why?
Well, because he was the last person to see Ed, and I think he thinks, well, I don't know, if he kept a closer eye on him, maybe he could have stopped him.
There's not a lot of point training around the homeless shelters again, is there?
Well, it's not actually what we're doing.
Oh?
No.
So, what are you doing?
Well, you don't want to know, ma'am.
Yeah, I do.
Look, there's these dealers.
Oh, Fallon!
No, listen!
I thought Jazza was supposed to be off drugs.
Yeah, he is. He's clean. But you don't live on Meadow Rise without getting to know who the dealers are. And you know Jazza's brother, Stu, used to be in the band. Well, he's got a few contacts.
But what sort of contacts? Well,
and the fact is, ma'am, if Ed needs money, that's the easiest way of making a few bob.
What, dealing drugs?
Yeah.
And you're going to talk to these people?
Well, it's not how I choose to spend a Sunday afternoon, believe me, but I'll be with Jazza, I'll be fine. We've got to do this, Mum. We've just got to find him. No, I went to see Emma last night.
Did you?
You think Larry's in a bad way, you should see her. She looks like she hasn't slept since he left. She blames herself, reckons it's all her fault.
Where did the flowers come from?
Oh, they're a present.
Who from?
Me?
Oh.
I was on my way back from that call out, and there was this stall by the side of the road, and I just thought, well, you might like them.
I do. They're beautiful. Thank you.
Did you ring Jennifer?
Oh, yes. I bumped into her outside the shop, so I told her we couldn't go. I said you weren't well.
Oh, there's no reason you can't go.
No, I'm not in the mood for a party. I should never have accepted the invitation. I'm sorry, I just didn't think.
Well, never mind.
But Jennifer did remind me about the walk in the morning.
Oh, Lord.
Do you want me to go?
No, it's okay. I'll just have to stage a miraculous recovery. What's supposed to be wrong with me?
Tummy bug. Oh, and by the way, I've said we'll have all the kids over on Thursday.
What kids?
Pip, Josh and Ben and Lily and Freddie. Only I'm going to be pretty tied up, so if you can try and keep the afternoon free, and we'll do a barbecue in the evening.
Shula, you're doing it again.
What?
Arranging things with your family.
It's half term.
Without consulting me.
We always take it in turns to have each other's kids.
Yeah, but does it have to be Thursday?
Oh, what's wrong with Thursday? There's nothing in the diary. Oh, no.
I didn't write it in a diary.
Oh, it's your meeting, isn't it?
I didn't think you'd want it there in black and white for all the stable girls to see. Alistair to Gamblers Anonymous.
And then we came home one day, and there she was, fast asleep in her own bed, as if she'd never been away.
But why did she go?
We never really found out. Kate was never a great one for explaining herself, not in those days anyway. I suspect it had something to do with her GCSE results, which were pretty dreadful. And she couldn't face the inevitable confrontation with her father.
Edward had a reason.
Oh, I know.
Well, at least he thought he did.
Look, I'm not saying that circumstances are the same in any way at all.
He did everything for that girl.
Just that you must never give up hope.
And I dare say Kate had money.
No, not really. Well, she did pocket the takings from the riding course, but it was only about £300. And oh, she took the portable television.
All he got was his car, and the police found out he sold that.
Oh.
And it weren't worth much. And he's been gone 3 weeks already.
Well, Kate was missing 8 months.
8 months?
Yes.
I couldn't take that.
But you can, Clary. This is what I'm saying. You feel you can't bear another minute, but you just keep putting one foot in front of the other, and you survive.
Fallon and Jazz was out looking again this afternoon.
Well, have you got leaflets?
Eh?
Well, you know, with his picture on.
Eddie did a poster for the side of his van.
Well, look, leaflets would be better, you know. Something you can hand out to people so that they'll remember and, well, I could run some off you if you like.
Well...
You know, now, have you got a photograph I could borrow?
Well, Eddie used that one on the mantelpiece.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's an excellent likeness. Can I borrow that? I'll bring it straight back once I've scanned it into the computer.
When Kate went off, did you have any clue where she might have gone?
Well, all we knew was She'd made friends with some travellers. Young people are tough, Clary, and resilient. And Kate survived 8 months, and look, she was only 15. I never got the full story out of her. Oh, there was a woman called Zoe who claimed to know her, and she pitched up on our doorstep complete with a couple of kids, and she turned out to be a complete fraud. Kate said she'd never even met her, but, you know, gave me hope.
You knew she was alive?
Well, I thought I did, but you've got to keep telling yourself he's out there somewhere, surviving, getting by like Kate did.
Oh, no.
Ed was young and he's fit and he's strong.
But she broke his heart.
Broken hearts mend, Clary. We all know that. He'll get over it. And then when he's ready, he'll turn up. You'll see.
Alistair?
Oh, thought you'd gone to bed.
What are you doing?
Having a whiskey. Do you want one?
I thought I heard the...
And you thought...
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm checking my email. See? Message from my sister. I emailed her because I haven't heard from Dad.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But she says he's fine.
I didn't mean to...
I can't blame you for being suspicious.
I am trying, you know, to be less controlling. But old habits die hard, and I know I keep getting it wrong. Oh, perhaps I will have that whiskey.
Okay. The temptation doesn't go away. It would be so easy to log on to a game. I just have to keep telling myself, hang on till Thursday. Hang on till the meeting.
Yeah, it's the one day at a time thing, isn't it? For me as well. Trying to break the pattern, the old way of doing things.
Yes.
But we'll do it. We'll get there in the end, won't we?
It's the early bird that catches the worm.
Gosh, it's cold, isn't it?
It's freezing!
You'll soon warm up, soon as the sun gets going.
All right, come on, Phoebe, let's jump up and down. Stop our toes dropping off.
I think I'll join you.
Where's Dad?
Over there, talking to David.
Oh, David's here, is he? Told me he was going to stop in bed.
So, you're our bird expert, are you, Bert?
Ah, that's right. Mike said he was going to ask some bloke from the RSPB. Well, you said to him, no need, I can do birds.
Right.
So, you're going to be leading the walk, are you?
Oh, no, Mike will be leading.
Yeah, he's got it all mapped out, through the Millennium Wood, then into leaders.
Every so often he'll stop and say, OK, Bert, you tell him what these birds are that are singing here.
And you can do that, can you?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what happened to Tom.
Not quite in the same league as George Barford, now he worked.
Can I stop jumping?
Only if your toes are warm. Oh, look, here comes Grandma. Morning!
Yeah, Margaret.
Hello, Grandma.
Oh, hello, sweetie pie.
Hello, Grandad.
Morning, Phoebe.
It's ever so early, isn't it?
Yes, your Grandpa didn't want to get out of bed at all.
Neither did I.
Well, if a man can't have a lie-in on his wedding anniversary.
Oh, it's today, is it?
I told you.
30 years. Can you believe it?
Oh, that's Pearl, isn't it?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, well done. Not many people get to 30 years these days, do they?
Well, me and Freed have done 50.
Oh, well, we can't compete with you, Bert.
Don't you think we'll make it to 50, then?
Of course we will, darling.
Oh, here's Tom at last. Tom! Tom, over here!
What's he doing here?
Oh, I told you, darling, breakfast after the walk.
Bacon sarnies and sausage baps.
He doesn't miss an opportunity, does he, that lad? Not sure I'd turn out this hour for the sake of, what, 20, 25 people?
Well, I reckon we should make a start. Sun will be up any minute.
Listen.
What bird is that here?
Bird?
Ah, now, that's the early bird, that is. The one that gets the worm.
I was beginning to think you'd turned over and gone back to sleep.
Oh, I was tempted. I really was. Couldn't believe it when the alarm went off.
These baps are a bit hard still.
Yeah. Should have taken them out of the freezer last night, but I forgot.
I'll put them under the grill to defrost.
Thanks. Good day, though, yesterday, wasn't it?
Brilliant.
Lots of satisfied customers and no nasty surprises.
Well, you get a better class of caterer at Lower Loxley, don't you?
You still think someone's out to get us?
Don't you?
No, I don't. I really don't. I'm pretty sure it was just mindless vandalism, that business with the tyres.
Well, maybe. But why us?
Wrong place, wrong time, that's all. Bad luck.
Yeah, I guess.
Anyway, you up for another stint at Lower Loxley today?
You bet. But aren't you supposed to have football practice?
Yeah, but I can't leave you to cope on your own, can I?
I don't mind.
No, it's not fair. Not if there's a crowd like there was yesterday. Ambridge United will just have to manage without me this afternoon.
Roy's got to work and all.
Has he?
Which only leaves Will, Sam and Chris. Barely half the team.
Well, we've got another practice schedule for Wednesday.
But the match is Wednesday evening.
We'll be fine. After all, we've played together before. It's a well-oiled machine, Ambridge United. Whereas Adam's fruit pickers, well, they only met each other like 3 weeks ago.
Your granddad knows a lot about trees, don't he?
Yes, he's very clever.
Well, I don't know about clever.
Oh, come on. I think he's brilliant. The way you can give him a twig and he'll say, oh, that's ash or larch or whatever.
Yeah, that's pretty clever.
And he knows how old all the trees are without having to chop them down and count the rings. And how big the little one will be when they're fully grown.
Nasty bit of damage here, look.
Oh, dear, yeah.
Looks like something's been chewing the bark off.
That'll be dear, that will.
Yeah, Dad said he's going to have to do a whole lot of replanting the Millennium Wood.
Oh, really?
Some of the young trees there are very badly damaged.
A lot of muntjacs about.
Muntjacs?
Like Monty?
Yeah, like Monty. What they're doing making a pet of that thing.
But he's lovely.
Oh, he may look sweet and innocent, but you turn your back and he'll be stripping the bark off your young trees like to the rest of them. Nasty pest muntjacs. Fired my way.
No, that's a blackbird, isn't it? Can you hear it, Phoebes?
Yeah, he's just over there looking at that rowan tree.
Where?
Come here. Come stand here. That's it. Now, you see where that dead stump is?
Well, covered in ivy?
Yeah, the tree right behind it. Look up at the top.
Oh, there he is. Look, Dad. There's the blackbird.
Oh, yeah.
Can you see him, love?
Isn't it strange? Now I can see the bird. I can hear its song. Oh, but how you can tell them apart when they're all singing away together?
Now, if you come with me, Phoebe, we'll go and have a look at that ivy. See if we can spot a wren.
Can I, Hayley?
Yeah, go on, off you go.
Now, your wren's a very shy and secretive little bird.
Oh, he's good, isn't he?
Well, as long as he keeps off the subject of muntjacs. I thought he was going to make Phoebe cry there. I could see her bottom lip start to go.
Isn't that just magic? The way the sun's gone sideways through the trees. Looks like Middle Earth.
Yeah.
Makes it all worthwhile, doesn't it?
Or what?
Getting up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I suppose.
You suppose?
No, it was lovely. It was really beautiful. Just keep remembering I've got to work this afternoon.
I am absolutely starving.
That's what everyone's saying.
Well, there you go. Help yourself to mustard or relish.
Thank you. Must be something about the early morning air that stimulates the appetite.
Mm.
That couple from Gleeblin started off with bacon sandwiches and then came back for seconds.
Mm. Oh, that is so good.
Mm. Now they're tucking into sausages as well.
There's something about the cold fresh air that makes food taste better.
No, it tastes better because it is better.
You don't have to sell Tom's sausages to me, Brenda. I know they're a quality product.
So, what are you doing to celebrate your anniversary?
Or is this it? A walk in the woods and a sausage bap?
No. I'm planning to go out for a meal this evening.
Anywhere nice?
Just to Grey Gables. Oh, Bert.
Do you want some breakfast, Bert?
Oh, no, you wouldn't say no.
Bacon or sausage?
How much?
Oh, put your money away, Bert. We wouldn't have this gig if it wasn't for you and Mike. I think at the very least you've earned a free breakfast.
Oh, well, it's not very much. I love sausage.
Thank you so much for that, Bert. No idea you're such an expert on bird songs.
Oh, well, I ain't that good.
Ah, it was a real education.
Well, it's Mike you should be thanking. This wouldn't have happened if he hadn't planned it like he did.
Here you go, Bert. One sausage bap.
There's your coffee. I'll put it on the table, okay?
It's lovely sitting out here in the sun.
Yeah.
Bit warmer than it was first thing.
Where's Phoebe?
Oh, just gone to check on a broody hen. See if any of the eggs have hatched.
Oh, good.
What's up?
It's your dad.
He's okay. I've just seen him. Gone down to show Bert the vegetable patch.
Yeah, but it caught me in the kitchen just now. And you know I saved the property pages from the Echo.
Oh, no.
We're just going to put them in the bin, and he walks in.
And he saw it?
And he said, are you thinking of moving out?
You didn't say yes.
I wasn't going to lie to him, was I?
Hayley!
Well, I just said, you know, that it had always been the plan. And he said he knew it used to be the plan, but he thought things had changed.
Well, they have, haven't they?
But we still want a place of our own, don't we?
Yes, eventually.
Oh, we're not going to be staying here indefinitely.
Yeah, there's no hurry.
Oh, mind you, unless there's a dramatic slump in house prices.
Well, I mean, seeing Dad this morning doing that walk, he was so full of confidence.
I know.
First time since Mum died, he really looked like his old self.
Well, that's what I thought. So I was a bit surprised when he got all upset about the idea of us, you know, moving on.
Let's not push it, eh?
Hello there.
Oh, hi, Bert. Been to look at our vegetable patch, are you?
Yeah, I left Mike picking caterpillars off your cabbages.
Oh, caterpillars? Where do they come from?
Oh, having a lovely time they are, chomping their way through your young plants.
Weren't you supposed to put eggshells round them?
Yeah, I've been collecting them for weeks. I've got a big bag full of eggshells.
Well, not going to do much good in a bag, are they?
No,
but and eggshells is to keep the slugs and the snails off, isn't it? Not caterpillars.
Well, eggshells will deter your cabbage wight from laying its eggs, but you'd be shutting the stable door now.
Oh,
come and look!
Oh, what is it, sweetheart?
There's chick!
A chick? Under your broody hen?
They've started to hatch at last, have they?
Yes, come and see!
Marvellous turnout for such an ungodly hour.
Mr. Lamb's excellent.
It wasn't just the usual suspects, was it? There was that family from Gleeblands who never usually come to anything. What's the name from Grange Spinney? You were talking to her.
Who?
With the two little boys.
Oh, yeah.
And very fancy binoculars. Marion, isn't it? She's been to the WI a couple of times. Nice woman, don't you think? Oh, come on, darling, wake up.
Sorry, it's so warm in here.
I was so pleased that Alistair made it because he was quite poorly yesterday by the sound of things.
Oh, was he?
And cried off the party, remember?
Oh, yes, of course he did.
But he was perfectly fine this morning. Rather good form, I thought.
Yeah.
Very knowledgeable about birds.
Well, he would be, wouldn't he?
Why?
Well, they learn it all in vet school, don't they?
Do they?
Well, I don't know, but they have to know about parrots and budgies and things, don't they? They must take in pigeons and finches somewhere along the way.
You are talking absolute nonsense, darling.
Well, it's been a long day.
Is everything all right?
Oh, yes, lovely, thank you.
You're still awake then, Roy?
I have drunk rather a lot of coffee.
Oh, the wine has done for me, I'm afraid.
Our lamb is quite delicious.
Yes, compliments to the chef.
He says to leave a bit of room for pudding. Yeah. He's whipping you up something special.
Oh, how exciting.
What sort of something?
I don't know exactly, but it involves a lot of chocolate.
Good-o.
Let me pour you some more wine.
No, thanks, Ray. No, God. If I drink any more, I shall slide gently under the table.
That was a wonderful walk this morning, Roy. Hope your dad appreciates how much we all enjoyed it.
I think he does, yes. And it's boosted his confidence no end. He was really cheerful when he got home. It was quite like his old self.
Oh, good.
Well, enjoy the rest of your meal.
Thank you.
Well, Jenny, here's to us.
Yes. Happy anniversary, darling.
And may the next 30 years be just as much fun as the first 30.
The kids are having fun at Brookfield.
Are you sure about this, Daniel?
What?
About sleeping in the tent.
It'll be great.
It was Josh's idea. I said, what would he like to do for half term? And he said, camp in the garden.
And good practice, because we're going camping in the summer holidays, aren't we, Mum?
That's right.
We were going to France, but Mum and Dad decided that it was too expensive.
But we didn't.
So now we're going to Cornwall.
That's not what we said at all.
Oh, Cornwall's great, though. You know, fantastic beaches. You could go surfing.
Surfing? Can I, Mum?
Well, if we're near a beach where there is surf, I suppose so.
Great! Where's Josh?
In the garden with the others.
He's trying to work out how to put the tent up.
I know how to put the tent up.
Well, you'd better go and help them then, hadn't you?
OK. See you tomorrow, Mum.
Have a nice time.
Right, well, I better go and check on that grass.
You're not still haymaking?
Only a bit. Quaint, isn't it?
No, I think it's great.
Yeah, next week with a bit of luck. See ya.
Bye. You got time for a cup of tea?
I'd better get back, actually. We're a bit overrun at the stables.
OK. Well, give me his things.
It's all Linda Snell's fault.
What?
She'd put the idea in his head that we should go to France.
Oh, I did wonder.
As Alistair and I decided ages ago that we'd be green this year and holiday in England. It's not that we can't afford to go to France. Of course it isn't. We could afford it perfectly well. It's just it's ages since we've been to Cornwall, and it is lovely down there. And they keep telling us, don't they, to cut down on the air miles, so... That's what we decided.
Right.
How about you?
What?
Are you having a holiday?
I live in Hope, Shula. But you know what it's like, trying to drag David away from the farm.
Oh, it's very brave of you to have Josh's friends for an overnight camp.
You mean reckless and harebrained?
No.
To be honest, I was so pleased to have Josh getting all enthusiastic about something other than that wretched Muntjac.
Oh, dear.
Having a right old battle of worlds over Monty. I mean, he's getting really big now, and he's always under me feet. I nearly dropped a pan of boiling water on him the other day.
Victor, this is not a trial of strength. Just one tray at a time, OK? Otherwise, you'll damage the fruit.
Oh, yeah?
Ah, hello.
What's going on?
Just loading the van. But they always have to show off how butch they are. Mm. Anyway, what are you doing here?
No, I just came to tell you I've got the evening off.
Oh, great.
Yeah, one of the sous chefs got last-minute tickets for some big comedy gig tomorrow night, so I said I'd swap with him.
Oh. Hey, by the way, Mum is recommending you for beatification.
Why?
Something to do with a pudding you produced last night.
Oh, she liked it, did she?
She's been in raptures about it all morning. Hey, hang on. Does that mean you're working tomorrow night?
Yeah.
You missed the five-a-side.
I know, but... Well, to be honest, I'd far rather spend my free evening curled up with you on our lovely new sofa.
I thought you liked football. Victor! What did I just say? One at a time! It's a liability, that one.
But very much. Anyway, I mean, even if I did come to watch, I'm not sure I'd be able to cheer your chaps on. What are they called, anyway, by the way?
Dynamo fruit pickers.
I like that. But you see, I've got divided loyalties, haven't I? See, Roy is captain of Ambridge United, and now he's been promoted to deputy manager. He's me boss.
Mm. And that means you have to support his team.
Might be diplomatic, don't you think?
Mmm, that smells like real food.
Oh, we had a bit of beef in the freezer.
But it's half term.
I know.
That usually means pizzas and ready meals.
I just thought with Daniel being out, we could have a nice civilised evening and watch a grown-up DVD.
Like what?
I got The Constant Gardener.
Oh, brilliant. I've been wanting to see that for weeks. I do hope Daniel will be all right.
Yeah, so do I. There's going to be six of them and it's not a very big tent.
Oh, Lord.
And, I'm afraid I'd rather put my foot in it.
How?
Well, they probably didn't notice, only... Well, you know Daniel's had this thing about going on holiday to France.
Oh, no, not that again.
No, no, it's OK. He's obviously perfectly happy about Cornwall. Only he said in front of David and Ruth, we were going to France, only Mum and Dad can't afford it.
What? Where did he get hold of that?
I've no idea.
But we told him...
Yes, I know.
That we couldn't go to France because you'd already arranged for us to go to Cornwall.
And we never mentioned money, did we?
Of course not. I wouldn't dream of... He must have picked it up from somewhere.
Yes, and I'm afraid I rather made things worse. I was so keen to explain that he got things wrong that I started gabbling rather wildly and made up this whole story about how you and I had agreed that we'd be very green this year and holiday in the British Isles.
Where did that come from?
Oh, I've no idea. I just said the first thing that came into my head. What's so funny?
Oh, sorry, I shouldn't be laughing.
No,
wonderful. It's so long since I heard you laugh.
No, no, it's not funny, you having to make up stories because of the mess I've got us into.
No, no, I didn't have to. I just flew into a bit of a panic and started gibbering. Actually, it was rather funny. Ruth must have thought I was completely bonkers.
Well, Roy's been working split shifts and he says Tom's always off somewhere flogging sausages, so they haven't had much practice.
I really don't think they need worry.
No?
No, from what I've seen, the Ukrainians are pretty amateur a lot. I think Laszlo could be a bit good, though. Hey, can you pass me the olives?
No.
Oh, go on.
Fetch them yourself, you're closer.
But I'm so relaxed here on the sofa. Oh.
All right. There you go. Oh,
you're an angel.
Well, I was thinking, well, now we've got the house looking respectable.
Respectable?
Well, less, like, a, what was it you called it? A Shanghai bordello or...
A Kowloon opium den, I think, was my phrase.
Well, how would you feel about having a house guest?
Why?
I mean, I've told you about my old friend Mads, haven't I?
Yeah.
Well, she called this afternoon and we had a big long chat.
Didn't you say she was in the middle of getting divorced?
Yeah, about time. Oh, he is a pain in the backside, Dermot. I never understood why she married him in the first place.
Yeah, so you say.
Yeah, anyway, well, she's been working on some TV series or other, which she says has been massively stressful, but should all be done in about a week. And she's due a bit of R&R. So she said, could you come and visit?
Right.
So I thought, well, I mean, I could take a few days and show her around, but, I mean, I thought I'd better ask you first.
Why?
Well, I mean, we've not had anyone to stay before.
Got to be a first time.
Well, and you've never met her.
Yeah, but I inflict my friends and family on you all the time. About time I met some of yours.
What? So shall I tell her yes?
Absolutely. Yeah. You've talked about Mads so much. I really can't wait to meet her.
OK, have you got everything you want?
Yes, thank you.
Now, I'm going to give the torch to Daniel.
No, I should have it.
Now, Daniel is nearest the entrance, so if anyone wants to come out, they can take the torch from him.
That's not fair.
All right, look, I've got another torch in the workshop. Then you can have one each, OK?
Now, we're going to go indoors and leave you, all right?
Hey, hang on, we're one short.
What?
There's only five.
Jamie went for a wee.
Again?
Now, look, boys, it's really, really late, so I want you to settle down and go to sleep, OK? All of you. Yes, all right, Joshy. I'll be back in a minute.
And I'm going indoors and going to bed, so I'll say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Night.
Ooh, whose bright idea was this?
We'll go to sleep eventually.
Oh, wanna bet.
We're going to have to leave the back door open, aren't we?
Oh, terrific.
In case they need to come in for anything.
Oh. Sorry, love. It'll be a call out.
What's the time?
1:20. Hello?
Dad?
Daniel?
What?
Can you come and get me?
What's the matter? What's happened?
Josh took a glass of juice all over me and I'm all wet and freezing.
Are you still in the tent?
No, I came indoors.
Is Uncle David there?
He's asleep. Please, Dad, I want to come home.
Oh, all right. I'm on my way.
Hurry.
10 minutes, okay?
Okay.
What happened? Is he all right?
Cold, damp, wide awake and thoroughly sorry for himself.
Oh, dear.
He sounded so pathetic.
Oh, poor lamb.
No, there's no need for you to get up.
No, I'll get some cocoa on. And put a hot water bottle in his bed.
OK. I shan't be long. Hello?
Dad!
Oh, Daniel.
Shh!
What?
You're awake, Uncle David.
Uncle David?
In the chair.
Oh. I see. Well, don't you think we'd better wake him?
No!
David? Are you there?
What? What the hell?
Hi.
Alistair?
David, Alistair!
Hi, sorry, didn't mean to disturb you. You could put the cricket bat down, Ruth.
What are you doing here?
Daniel rang me.
You rang your dad?
I don't like camping. Sorry.
Look, I'm really sorry to have disturbed you.
Oh, it's all right. It's only the 15th time tonight.
I'm probably not the last.
I'd better get this one home and into his bed. Say goodnight, Daniel.
Goodnight.
See you.
Bye.
Night.
I thought we had burglars on top of everything else.
Ow.
I heard a car drive into the yard.
Got such a crick in my neck.
And somebody get out, obviously trying to be really quiet. Ah. So I went into Josh's room to look out the window to see if I could see what was going on.
My leg's got a spin.
But I couldn't see anything. So I grabbed his cricket bat.
Oh, this has got to be the worst night of my life.
And do you know what else I found in Josh's bedroom?
Hmm?
Monty.
Monty? Monty's outside in his run.
No, he isn't. He's curled up fast asleep on Josh's bed.
Is he all right?
Out for the count.
I've never seen him look so miserable.
No, he wasn't happy, was he?
Might have to revise our plans for a camping holiday this summer.
I think you're right. Do you want some cocoa?
Well, I was just wondering if there was any of that whiskey left.
Yeah, a little bit, yes.
Do you want one?
Oh, why not?
Sort of puts things in perspective, doesn't it?
What does?
When your child says, please, Dad, come and rescue me, and you don't think twice, you just get on and do it.
And what's that supposed to prove?
I don't know, really. No, it's just that somehow things don't seem quite so impossible anymore. Do they?
Ambridge has gone football crazy.
Hayley!
Oh, hello. What are you doing home?
Oh, I need a clean shirt. Accident with a coffee pot.
Oh, thought you had one in the office.
Well, I did, but I had a leaky biro the other day, so I had to change.
And you forgot to bring the dirty one home.
Sorry.
What you like?
Oh, thanks for washing the football shirts.
Yeah, look, you thought of it.
I don't know how they came to be put away dirty.
When was the last time you wore them?
Oh, can't remember. Long time.
Yeah, they were really manky. You're lucky they didn't go rotten. Oh, and if you want them ironed, you're going to have to do it yourself. I'm over at Lower Loxley this afternoon.
Yeah, you said.
Doing a nature walk for the kids. Pass that peg.
Oh, here you are. Dad around?
He's working on the vegetable patch.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I think my total incompetence with the slugs and caterpillars finally convinced him. We can't manage without his expertise.
No, I reckon it was doing that walk on Monday. He's been really chirpy ever since, don't you think?
Well, yeah. Except,
What?
I rang Rod Wayne Watson about that cottage in Loxley Barrett. Do you remember I told you?
Yeah, you saw the board outside.
Well, yeah. And they sent me the details, but the envelope was just addressed to Mrs. Tucker, so Mike opened it.
Oh, no.
I was thinking it might be something, you know, meant for Betty.
What did he say?
Nothing. He went on quiet on me. I pointed out there was no way we could afford it, not unless the vendors rethink their asking price or we win the lottery.
Yeah.
But then he said, I don't understand why you want to move.
Well, he's got a point.
Roy?
I know. I just mean, looking at things from his point of view...
Daddy!
Oh, hello, Phoebe.
You've got to come and look at my chicks.
Your chicks?
Under the broody hen. It's 10 now. Unless any more have hatched, have they?
No, still 10.
Well, I'd love to, sweetheart, but I'm supposed to be at work.
Oh, come on. That'll take a couple of minutes.
Well, OK, as long as we're quick.
Granny Jill came to see them.
Granny Jill?
Phoebe's decided to adopt her.
Oh, right.
She came over earlier. Showed you how to feed them with chick crumbs, didn't she?
There's 3 eggs still to hatch.
But they probably won't. That's what Granny Jill said, wasn't it?
But they might.
10 out of 13 is a very good result. That's what she said.
See, Daddy?
Oh, my goodness. Look at them all.
So cute, aren't they?
Yeah, very, cute.
I wonder how many of them will turn out to be hens.
Well, can't you tell?
Not when they're that small, no. Only it would be brilliant to have some of those brown speckled eggs to sell at the farmer's market.
You're really getting into this, aren't you?
What?
The whole poultry thing.
I am not.
But you love my chicks.
Oh, your chicks are gorgeous, Phoebe. But I haven't revised my opinion of hens in general. Oh, no. Anyway, their mum came to pick them up this morning and they told her they'd had a brilliant time.
Oh, hey, greasing the baler, David.
Yeah, my favourite job. It's amazing, isn't it, how short children's memories are.
Is it?
They came trailing into the house at 2 o'clock this morning, shivering and miserable.
And I'm dropping Jamie off at the Bull and then taking Hour 3 over to Lower Loxley.
You are coming to the match tonight, aren't you?
Match?
The five-a-side.
Oh, Lord.
Ambridge United versus Dynamo Fruit Pickers.
Is that what they're called?
I've forgotten about that.
We'll be back in loads of time, don't worry. See you later.
OK.
Bye.
Oh, don't know how she does it.
What?
Manages to be all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed in about 2 hours' sleep. Oh, hell's teeth.
That's all I'll get for you.
Thank you. You know, I really don't think I should be greasing this baler. I'll probably forget to tighten some vital nut.
Hey, do you want me to do it?
Nah, it's all right, mate. I'm nearly finished now.
So, the great camp out was not a success.
They all ended up back in the house. Except Daniel, who rang his dad and demanded to be taken home.
You are kidding.
No, Alistair had to turn up in the middle of the night.
I bet he was pleased.
Yeah, and the others all ended up in the sitting room asleep on cushions. Oh, and in the middle of all this nocturnal to-ing and fro-ing, Ruth found Monty the Muntjac curled up on Josh's bed.
No, Josh, that's not funny. Now behave yourself or we're going straight home.
Hiya, Ruth.
Oh, hello. How are you? Oh, I've had enough of half term, I really have. That bad, eh? I was just thinking. This time last week, I was helping Tony get his silage made.
Oh, were you?
And how blissful and relaxing it was to be driving a tractor compared to herding a bunch of kids. Josh, what did I just say?
Well, if you want to palm them off on me this afternoon, I'm doing a nature walk through the woods.
Oh, are you?
Little Pip's probably a bit blown up for it, but if the boys want to join me... Oh,
that'd be brilliant.
It's 2 o'clock outside the orangery.
Thanks.
Are you going to the five-a-side match tonight?
Of course. Sam would never forgive us if we didn't come and cheer him on.
Yeah, should be good fun.
He's predicting a 5-0 victory.
Yeah. Roy reckons she'll be a bit of a walkover. Though he's missed half the practice sessions, so I hope he's not being overconfident.
Mum!
What?
Oh, look at the gorgeous rabbit.
He's lovely, isn't he? I just adore those long, floppy ears.
Can I have one?
What?
A rabbit.
Oh, I don't think that's a good idea, Josh.
Oh, please.
Look, rabbits need a lot of looking after, you know. You'd have to clean out its hutch and give it fresh straw.
I could do that.
Oh, I know you. You'd get bored and I'd end up doing it all.
I look after Monty, don't I?
Oh, is that your lovely little muncher?
Yes.
Oh, well, Phoebe just adores him.
Talking of Monty.
Keeps asking if she can have one too.
Don't you think the animals here in this little zoo have a nice life? They've got proper houses and lots of space to run round. And I think Monty would be a lot happier here.
No.
With all the other animals for company.
No way. Monty's staying with me.
Good crowd, isn't it?
Yeah, is that your entire workforce?
Yes, all very keen to support their team.
I thought you said they were a bunch of amateurs.
Yeah.
They look pretty fit to me.
I'm beginning to wonder.
I love the shirt.
That was Mum's idea.
Dynamo Fruit Pickers.
I've been talking them up to Roy, of course, but I'm beginning to think they've been hiding their light under a bushel. And Kenton's offering quite reasonable odds.
Oh, don't tell me he's running a book.
Well, not officially, but I think the odd bet's been placed.
Well, how would he know anyway if they're any good?
Search me.
According to Sam, Ambridge United have got it in the bag.
Well, I don't know.
Christopher Carter's turning out to be a particularly useful player.
And I see his girlfriend's turned out to cheer him on.
Girlfriend?
Well, the one who was at Grange Farm. Yeah, over there, look. Carly, is it?
Oh, Oliver and Caroline's foster kid. Is that still going on?
Evidently.
Ah, I wonder what Susan has to say about that.
I think she's got more important things to worry about just now.
What? Oh, you mean Emma and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's in bits, according to Kent, and been completely useless.
Oh, she must really be in a bad way if he's noticed. What's that for?
Ah, I think that's the end of the warm-up.
Oh, haven't we even got to the beginning yet?
Afraid not, no.
Oh, I should be at home in bed, I really should. But Ruth insisted I should come.
I think I might have really offended him.
Oh, no, it's all gamesmanship, isn't it?
Hey, Adam, it's not a big insult in the Ukraine, is it, to offer someone head start?
How do you mean?
We offered your team a 3-goal advantage.
You what?
Well, you know, we are the old nation. Thought we ought to be magnanimous.
Before we wipe the floor with them.
Yeah, but they turned us down.
Yeah, I don't think they're quite as useless as they're pretending to be.
You see that tall one with the floppy hair?
Oh, that's Laszlo, the one Hungarian in the team.
Looking more like a basketball player than a footballer.
Yeah, he keeps slipping over his own feet.
Hiya.
Oh, hello, love.
Good crowd, isn't it?
What have you done with the kids?
Over there with Kenton.
Oh.
Tell you what, Sam, you should wear shorts more often.
What?
You've got lovely legs.
Excuse me.
Oh, don't you think so, Adam?
No, leave me out of this.
Do you mind not admiring other men's attributes in your husband's presence?
It's true, though. I've always thought that about Sam's legs.
Oh, stop it.
You what?
Very shitly.
Please, you're making me blush.
I always thought you were born in the wrong age, Sam. You should have been an Elizabethan.
What? Wear tights?
Doublet nose.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Shall we just pack up and go home now, Roy?
Yeah, I think we should.
Leave these women to their peculiar fantasies.
Oh, oh, saved by the whistle. Thank goodness.
Go on, Sam. Let's put those gorgeous legs to good use. Show those fruit pickers who's boss, eh?
Come on, Sam!
Shoot! Go on, shoot!
Come on, you can do it!
Oh! Ooh. Hey, foul!
No, it wasn't.
Oh, I bet.
Oi, come on, referee, that was absolutely blatant.
It was a perfectly legitimate tackle.
What? Yeah, if they were playing rugby.
He's still on the floor, I hope he's all right.
He's a Ukrainian, that ref.
He's from Loxley Barracks.
Oh, no, look, they're going to get another goal now.
Oh, no, I don't believe it.
Come on, fruit pickers! Oh! Oh, bad luck.
Hey.
Hey, well done, fruit pickers.
Oh.
No, it's only the end of the first half.
They're a bit good, aren't they?
Absolutely brilliant. Well, excuse me. Must go and congratulate them.
Are you all right, love?
Oh. Good.
I thought they were supposed to be hopeless.
We were missing form.
That tall, lanky bloke's a bit good, isn't he?
The Hungarian one?
Yeah, the one Sam said kept tripping over his feet.
Obviously bluffing.
He scored all the goals, didn't he? Oh, still, they're only 3, look.
Well, it would have been 6 if they'd accepted your offer.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But still time for you to strike back.
They'll take a miracle.
Is Sam all right?
I think so.
That was a flagrant foul.
Yeah, knee's a bit swollen, but he'll survive. Kirsty will kiss it better, eh?
Shame, though. A swollen knee will ruin the look of that oh-so-shapely leg.
Oh, shut up, you.
Will is completely undefended. Oh, no, you plonker!
Do you mind?
I'm sorry, Hayley, but they keep doing that. I mean, you didn't need to lose possession.
Well played, Laszlo.
Oh, no, not again. Surely 7-0 is enough.
Go on, Chris, you can do it. Go on. Oh, well done.
Foul.
Rubbish.
It was a bit cheeky.
Come on, Chris, still time to score one back.
Go on, pass it to Will. Pass to Will.
Oh, yeah.
That was a bit humiliating, really, wasn't it? Pretty much.
7-0, 7-0, 7-0.
Yeah, all right, no need to gloat.
At last, Debbie has done something really constructive for Home Farm.
Debbie?
What the hell's it got to do with Debbie?
Laszlo, from Hungary, she sent him. She sent us a footballing genius.
Has the Wanderer returned?
Morning, Joe.
Oh, hello.
Do you know, I came out of the back door, looked across at this field and saw a figure standing by the Guernseys. And for a split second I thought, oh, Ed's back.
See?
Funny the tricks your mind plays on you, isn't it?
I don't look nothing like you.
No, of course you don't. It was just... Oh, you know, wishful thinking, I suppose.
You know where you were down.
I know.
Get it from me.
Well, that's what I always try to encourage in him. The reason I got these heifers, I thought we had the makings of a promising little business.
At Grange Farm and all.
Yeah.
Can't believe we just walk away from it.
Well, this is what I find so sad and so frustrating. I was offering him a real opportunity here.
And he couldn't see it.
No.
If he could have just... But just put his head down and got on with it.
Exactly.
So it is when you're young.
Oh, I know, but even so...
Some woman does you wrong, you think the world's come to an end.
I just thought he had the maturity to stick with this, even though the rest of his life was falling apart.
So what are you going to do next?
Well, all this was done very much with Ed in mind. I think I'm going to have to look for somebody else, Protenger.
Somebody else?
Yes, I shall have to. The question is, who?
Morning, Jazzer.
What's that?
You don't think this is a bit over the top?
What?
Edward's picture plastered all over the telegraph poles. Have you seen this man? I mean, it's decent of you to go to all that trouble, but...
You think I put the posters up?
Didn't you?
No, nothing to do with me, mate.
Well, who was it then?
Jennifer Aldridge, I suppose.
Jennifer Aldridge?
Well, she did the leaflets, didn't she?
What leaflets?
What leaflets? The ones are like everywhere.
Are they?
You can't, you know, I've noticed. Been in a shop, in the pub.
And this is Jennifer Aldridge's doing?
Well, that's what Fallon said, isn't
he? I don't believe it. She was round our ex the other day, telling Clary all about the time her delinquent daughter went missing. I come home to find Clary in floods of tears. And why? Because when Kate Aldridge went walkabout, she was gone for 8 months.
8 months?
Oh, this is what she does, you see. Worms her way in with a bunch of flowers and a sympathetic smile and, oh, I know just what you're going through, and leaves you feeling 10 times worse than you did before.
OK, so was that all you wanted?
No, I'm sorry to bang on.
Only, I do have pigs to feed.
No, I wanted to ask, if you were in his shoes, Jazza, on your uppers with absolutely no money...
I can't read his mind, OK?
I know. Do you think he might...
Do a little late drug dealing? Is that what you're asking?
It's just Edward...
He's daft enough, God knows.
He don't always make the most sensible choices in life.
Look, Fallon and me, that's what we thought, OK?
Did you?
But we went all over Meadowrise Sunday. Talked to dealers, bagmen, users, anyone we could find. But nothing. No one of them had seen him.
Oh, they're beautiful, them Guernseys. And he got them special, did Oliver Sterling.
Oh, no.
And I thought, well, he ran off because his aunt was broke, but what he remembers them lovely beasts there waiting for him. He's got to come back, hasn't he?
It's been nearly 4 weeks, Joe.
Yeah, I know, but...
Kate Aldridge were gone 8 months.
Yeah, but she come back.
Yeah, she come back safe and well. Now, why don't I do you a nice bit of toast, eh?
Well, if there's anyone in this village didn't know Edward's gone missing, they know now.
Oh, why? What have you done?
I ain't done nothing. Jennifer Blooming Aldridge. Pictures on every telegraph pole in the village. Have you seen this man? Like people do when they've lost the cat.
Jennifer done that.
Interfering cow.
She's only trying to help.
Why can't she keep a patronising nose out of our business?
Oh, why can't you just be grateful people care so much?
I gotta go and see somebody.
Yeah, I'm just doing you a piece of toast.
I'll have it later.
Joe, wait, please. Oh, Eddie, now look what you've done.
Me?
You know it upsets him, people arguing.
I wasn't arguing. I was only saying how much I hate every Tom, Dick and Harry, not to mention Aldridge, knowing our business. It was bad enough when he first ran off with Emma. You knew the old village were whispering about it. But at least they had the decency to whisper behind our backs. Gossip behind their closed doors. Now, it's out there for all the world to see. His face plastered on every wall, on every telegraph pole.
Stop it, Eddie, please. I can't stand it.
Oh, no, don't cry. Oh, I didn't mean... Oh, I'm sorry, love. Oh, me and my big mouth. Hey, please don't cry.
I don't want this either, you know.
Oh, of course you don't.
We none of us wanted it to be like this.
I know. It's just like that. Why I hate what it's doing to us. I hate what it's doing to me. All I ever wanted out of life was to earn a few quid, look after me family, and have a quiet drink of an evening. Look at me.
Yeah, I know.
Look at you. Yeah. Look at Dad. This is what our lives have become.
Go on, out the way, you daft bird.
Will you?
Oh, hello, Grandad. What are you doing here?
Come to see you.
Oh, well, that's nice. But I'll be seeing you this afternoon.
Will you?
Yeah, my afternoon to have George.
Oh, of course.
Didn't come and support me last night, did you?
Last night?
Side to side. I told you all about it.
Did you?
Yeah, Ambridge United versus Dynamo Fruit Pickers.
Oh, the football match. Oh, that was last night, was it?
Yeah.
Did you win?
No. We were thrashed. 7-0.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, they weren't supposed to be that good. Took us by surprise. Stiff as a board this morning. Last thing I want to be doing is bending down the whole time, picking up eggs.
William?
Yeah?
Can I ask you something?
Yeah, of course.
It's about Edward.
Oh, Grandad.
No, listen. I knows how you feel. I knows you ain't going to shed no tears that he's gone, but he's still your brother, and your poor mother...
I know.
What if she's breaking her heart? I just thought... if anybody might have an idea where he's gone, you might.
Me? Oh, come on. I'm the last person Ed would confide in.
Oh, not confide, no, but you're his brother. You must have some understanding.
Grandad, look, we may be brothers by birth. That's it. We've got nothing in common. Couldn't be more different if we tried. And I can no more understand how Ed's mind works than fly to the moon.
But perhaps he says something.
What, to me?
In the heat of the moment.
What moment?
When you had that fight.
When we had... Oh. No.
About where he might go?
Look, if I knew anything at all, do you think I wouldn't say?
If this is about Ed, there's no news, and I don't have a clue where he's gone, okay?
That's not the reason I'm here.
Oh, that makes a change.
Look, I wondered if you'd be interested in doing some work for me.
What sort of work?
Looking after my cattle.
You mean what Ed used to do?
Yes.
No, I couldn't do that.
Why not?
Why not? He's my best mate.
Yeah, I know, but surely
he's not going to be best pleased, is he, when he comes back and finds I've nicked his job?
Yeah, but that's the point. I need someone to keep things ticking over until he comes back.
Ah, so this would be a temporary arrangement?
Yes.
Keeping things going for Ed?
Right.
We have to do the pigs first thing.
Yeah, I know, but I thought... what time do you finish?
It depends what time I start.
10 o'clock?
10, 11.
Well, the precise time doesn't matter. You can come on over to Grange Farm whenever you're done here.
I should tell you, I don't know much about cattle.
Oh, you'll soon pick it up. Most of it's basic maintenance, checking on the animals, of course, seeing they've got water, that sort of thing.
Will it be worth my while?
In what way?
Dosh! Spondulics! How much are you offering?
I bought you these.
Eh? Chocolates? My birthday was weeks ago.
Just to say sorry.
Oh, what for?
Well, losing it earlier.
Oh, don't be daft.
Oh, no, Jennifer means well. It's just...
I know. It's hard. Just have to, you know...
Keep going.
Yeah. But thanks, love. Chocolates is always welcome.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, son.
Georgie! Oh dear, what's the matter with you, eh?
It's been like this all afternoon.
Oh, poor lamb. Come on, you come and tell Grandma all about it. Open your mouth.
You don't need changing. We haven't got a temperature or anything.
No, what you'd like. One of Grandma's chocolates.
No, Mum.
Oh, come on, one ain't gonna work. There you go now. That's better, isn't it?
I reckon he understands.
What?
What's going on? I mean, not literally understands. But Emma's in a right old state.
Yeah, Susan said.
Oh, she looks awful. It's like she's, you know, she's not here. She's just going through the motions.
Yeah, well...
Oh, hello, Grandad.
Hello.
Now, where have you been?
Hello, George. What have you got all over your face, eh?
Oh, Georgie, lovey.
I didn't mean no offence.
No, Mum, don't give him any more chocolate.
No, just going to wipe his face.
Hey, why don't we take him out in the garden?
Isn't it, sweetheart?
Give him a ride in the wheelbarrow.
Oh, yeah, that's a good game, isn't it, George? Riding in the wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
Come on, come to Daddy.
There, go on, then. There you go. Now, you sit down, Joe, and I'll make a cup of tea.
Probably me, I'll get a bit of rock so we can hang a song from the apple tree.
So where have you been this afternoon?
Oh, well, you know, round and about.
William said you went to see him earlier.
Oh,
They don't know nothing, Joe.
No, I know. Only I always thought... I tried so hard, Carrie, to put things right between them two.
I know you did.
I just want them to be, you know, like brothers ought to be.
But there never was, Joe. Since they was little, they was chalk and cheese.
I done my darndest to bring them together.
I know. But we couldn't none of us do that. No one could do it except the two of them. And now, even when Edward comes back, I don't reckon things can ever be mended.
Has Oliver got the right man for the job?
I wish I'd never offered him the job.
Oh, tell him you've changed your mind.
I can't do that.
Well, maybe he'll turn it down. He said he didn't seem very keen.
The thing about Ed... He has a real affinity.
A real affinity with animals. Yep, darling. So you keep saying.
Whereas with Jazzer, it's all about... Well, I was going to say it's all about money, but it's not that. Although he certainly made it plain he didn't think much of my offer.
But he said he'd think about it.
But even if he agrees, I'm just not sure I'll be able to rely on him. If I'm having to check up on him all the time, I...
Morning, Lillian.
Morning.
Hello.
Gorgeous day, isn't it?
Isn't it divine? Whoa, steady, steady. Unfortunately, I've got to spend the morning poking around the seedier corners of your old house.
What?
You mean the Dower House?
Doesn't have seedy corners.
Every house has little bits of seediness, darling. You know, under the sink, behind the fridge.
I had it professionally cleaned.
Anyway, the builder's coming in this morning to see exactly what needs to be done.
When are you moving in?
Oh, God knows, darling. The way this wretched builder's dragging his feet, it's going to be Christmas.
What exactly are you having done?
Well, the kitchen, certainly.
The kitchen?
And the old suite of the master bedroom's looking a bit tired.
The kitchen was only put in 5 years ago.
Really?
It cost an absolute fortune.
Darling.
What?
Not your house anymore.
But, you know, I do like the conversion you did with a little separate flat in the attic.
Well, glad I got something right.
You'd be perfect for an office suite for Matt. Oh, good morning, Joe.
How do you?
Joe, nice to see you.
Look, I'm going to be late for work. I'll see you later, Oliver.
All right, bye, darling.
Bye, Joe. And I'd better be making tracks. Come on, walk on, boy. Walk on. Bye!
Bye, Lillian.
Well, Joe, to what do I owe the pleasure?
I've been thinking about what you said yesterday.
What I say? What did I say?
About how you bought them Guernsey special with Ed in mind.
Oh, that.
And I thought to myself, who's going to look after him till he gets back?
Ah, well, I had an idea.
So I'm reporting for duty.
What?
I don't want paying or nothing.
But Joe,
I just wants to help out, make sure them beasts are properly cared for.
Well, they will be cared for, but I'm
so
not sure...
So they'll be here for him and he can pick up the threads just as soon as he comes home.
Okay. Well, it's very kind of you to offer, Joe.
And I ain't taking no for an answer.
I see.
Got that?
And, of course, I should be very grateful for your help.
Good. But... So you're going to show me what needs doing?
Yes, all right. Let's take a walk round, shall we?
So you haven't definitely said you'll do it?
No, I said I'd think about it.
But you don't really want to?
Not especially.
Money would come in handy, though, wouldn't it?
What, 2 hours a day minimum wage?
Minimum wage? He paid Ed more than that.
Aye, but Ed knows about cattle, doesn't he?
What's to know? It's just about making sure they got food and water, isn't it?
No, I'm not sure. I didn't go into detail.
Oh, you are a prat.
What have I done now?
What, how can you tell that you don't want the job if you don't know what's involved?
Fallon, it said so job, right? If he comes back...
What do you mean, if?
When he comes back, I'm going to be out in my ear anyway, so there's not a lot of point, really.
How can you say that?
What?
Well, someone's got to take care of things at Grange Farm, so that has got something to come back to.
And that's got to be me, has it?
Don't you want him to come back?
What sort of daft question is that?
Well...
Of course I do.
Yeah, well, you better take the job then, hadn't you? Hi, Mum.
Morning. Oh, Jazzer.
Morning.
Excuse the days I be out.
What?
Dressing gown.
Huh? Weren't expecting visitors.
Oh, well. It's time I was gone anyway.
Don't rush off on my account.
Oh, no, I've got to see a man about a job.
Hmm. Oh, that's good.
Well, are you sure you wouldn't like another coffee?
No. I'd best get this early. See ya.
Bye.
So, what are you up to today?
We're doing the show over Brampton Green.
Show?
Changing times on the Almond Perch, remember?
What, this evening?
No, this afternoon. I did tell you.
Oh, sorry, love. I'm not entirely awake yet.
Obviously.
I haven't had my cup of tea.
We're doing a matinee for the over 60s club at Brampton Green.
But you'll be back by this evening?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you can't be back, Fallon. I'm relying on you. Sid's out tonight, remember? And Kirsty's away for the weekend.
Well, haven't you got anyone else?
Well, all the usual part-timers have said no. Times like this, I really miss Betty Tucker. She'd always turn out if you were stuck.
So I reckon, what, 25, 30 cows should do it?
Do you give up on beef?
I have to. Haven't got the acreage to do both.
Shame. If they hadn't built them houses on what used to be Grange Farm land...
Well, to be honest, Joe, the beef cattle were only ever a hobby for me. You know, a way of keeping my handy.
But the dairy would be a proper business.
Well, that's the idea.
Oliver! Oh, hello!
What's he doing here?
Well, the fact of the matter is, Joe, I was concerned about how I was going to manage, so I asked Jazz...
I mulled it over and thought, what can he tell me this doing?
Oh. Good.
We've got to keep the whole thing going, haven't we? Before when Ed comes back.
What whole thing?
I asked Jazz to come in for a couple of hours each day.
Oh.
Well, just to do the routine stuff, you know, checking the drinkers...
So you won't be needing me?
No, on the contrary, Joe, you're an old hand in the dairy business. Any help and advice you can offer will be greatly appreciated.
But not every day.
No, whenever you feel like it.
I see.
No, I mean it, Joe.
Well, I'll have to think about it, huh?
No, I would really value your input on this, Joe.
I'll see you. Is that Albert?
He sort of offered to help.
And you thought I was going to turn it down?
Well, I got the impression you weren't terribly keen.
Well, have you rather employed Joe Grundy?
No, not at all. I mean, Joe's in his 80s and not in the best of health. I can hardly depend on him to turn out in all weathers, and if Ed's not back by the time we start milking...
Milking?
I can't expect Joe to manoeuvre the bale.
The what?
Milking bale. It's a sort of movable milking bar.
Hang on. You're not expecting me to milk cows, are you?
Well,
No, I'm sorry. That's where I'd have to draw the line.
Ah, this is what I like to see.
What?
Large crowds.
Yeah. Could have done with slightly smaller crowds tonight.
Lots of happy customers drinking away, bringing me a good return on my investment.
Large gin, ice and a slice?
It's not just that, of course. Oh, yeah, please, Jane. Now, you see, this is my childhood home, so it's full of warm, reassuring memories.
Changed a bit since you were a kid, though,
eh? Well, not as much as you think, darling. Still has that same familiar redolence. Funny, isn't it, you know, how life brings you round in a circle?
Can't say I've noticed.
Here I am, back where I lived as a child. Just about to reoccupy my marital home.
Hey?
The Dower House, darling. I lived there when I first married Ralph Bellamy.
Oh, right.
Oh, I thought it was fabulously grand. You know, all those high ceilings and big oak doors. Oh, I was easily impressed in those days. When you'd been brought up in a pub.
That's £5.80, please.
Oh, it was heaven. I love that place.
Yeah, with you in a minute, sir.
£5.80, did you say?
Yes.
I think I have got a fiver somewhere.
So what's happening to Nightingale Farm?
Well, it's on the market, but there hasn't been much interest.
Mum, can I have some pound coins?
Yes, it was in the till.
But we're right out of change in the pound bins.
Well, I expect Mad will end up letting it out. Oh, no, look, I can't find it. I'll have to give you 20.
Well, there's hardly any in here, Mum.
Were you short of change?
So it would seem.
Look, I'm taking 10 quid, OK? But there's not much left.
Look, let me see if I've got the right money.
Look, it's OK, really.
Oh, yeah, look, I've got lots of change. Now, there's £4 and 50, 70, 90. Look, there's £5.
Yeah, all right, sir, won't be a moment.
And 50, 70. These little 5p's are so fiddly, aren't they?
Evening.
Hello, Joe, how are you?
All right. Can I have a pint of chairs, please?
Oh, Joe, you have to wait a minute.
75 and 80. There you go.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, where's the door roaster?
Oh, well, I was just saying to Jolene. Extraordinary the way things come full circle, isn't it?
Is it?
It was 1970 when I married Ralph.
Right, so what can I get you?
Yeah, hang on, what about me?
Of course, the following year I had James.
Man, I could die of thirst standing here.
What?
He's going to be hours serving that lot.
Yeah, they do seem to be a bit frantic tonight, don't they? Tell you what, I'll give them a hand.
Here, where are you going?
Just the other side of the bar. Now, pint of shires, was it?
Yeah.
Goodness, it's a few years since I've done this.
Yeah, well, you be careful. I don't want a glass on the phone.
I do know what I'm doing, Joe.
Oi, what do you think you're playing at?
Just lending a helping hand. You're obviously not coping very well this evening.
Hey, watch what you're doing.
It is all right, darling. This is something I learned at my mother's knee, how to pull a pipe. And I think I can safely say I haven't lost the knack. There, how's that?
Well, that's quite good.
Yeah, not bad, eh? I haven't lost my touch.
Oh, that's better. There are times when nothing was served but a few pints of ale.
Now, we must find our comfort where we may, eh, dear? Hey, can you just pass me over my gin?
Oh, well, this one here.
Cheers!
You're very good health, eh?
What are you doing? Oh, just helping out, darling. You can see you rushed off your feet.
What, you call that helping, do you? Propping up the bar from the wrong side?
I've been looking after Joe.
Well, look, there's a whole crowd waiting down the other end.
Fallon, what makes a good barmaid?
Excuse me?
It is the ability to listen and empathise with your customers. Now, excuse me, if I could just get to that optic.
Well, you could do with a bit of a top-up, no.
Right you are, Joe. Pass me over your glass.
There you are, darling. Glass of wine.
Oh, lovely. Thank you. Oh, I got chatting to a sweet old couple who insisted on telling me at great length how wonderful Grey Gables is.
Oh, good.
It was very reassuring. So, how was your day?
What's the opposite of reassuring?
Oh, dear.
I had a visit from Joe Grundy.
Yeah, he arrived as I was leaving this morning.
He came to offer me his services.
What?
Looking after the cattle.
Oh, how kind.
Yes, I was enormously touched. And I started to think, well, maybe with a bit of help from Joe, I could keep the whole thing going.
Did Jazza turn you down then?
No. He turned up while I was talking to Joe and said he'd take the job. Whereupon Joe decided that I really didn't need him at all and walked off.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And Jazza, well, he doesn't know the first thing about cattle. Hasn't a clue about the dairy business. And is obviously not interested in learning.
Oh, dear.
I just ended up thinking, well, why am I bothering? I mean, it really makes no sense to go ahead without Ed. Or without somebody equally committed and experienced.
But what about Mike?
Yes, I know. But the whole project was tied up with Ed, if I'm honest. So maybe I'm going to have to let Mike down after all.
The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by the editor, Vanessa Whitburn.